Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like, is putting someone through a fake lie detector test a step too far?
Don't think he's forgiven us.
No.
No.
No. He's got a little moustache as well today, hasn't he?
Yes. What do you think of that?
Girl in the moustache.
Do you like it, Jordan?
I'll show you a picture of my dad with a moustache.
Okay.
I've got a picture of my dad.
Do you like Ben's moustache?
I do, actually. I think he's rocking it.
Shall we put you through that lie detector?
I think you've got to have a thin face for a moustache, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
Fuller faces like us.
Oh.
I don't think we'd...
I mean, you've got a moustache because it's part of your beard.
It's a beard, not a moustache.
Okay.
I think you'd suit a moustache.
Well, I can't have one because I've had laser hair.
A little Poirot one.
No.
Do.
No, thank you.
How do I contain my excitement for the Sexted tour starting this week? Oh, God. And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not. Jordan North, Capital Breakfast Show host, documentary maker, Sunday Times bestseller and everything else.
Oh,
try hard TikToker. I'm more Met Gala. You're more Gala Bingo.
Yep.
And that's from Catherine in Birmingham.
I've
thank
been
you.
To many Met Galas. Gala bingos.
You haven't been to a Met Gala.
Do you remember that tweet you did about the Met Gala with a pigeon?
What?
That, it was really funny.
Is this the start of a joke?
No, that you sent me that seagull wrapped in plastic and said it's the Met Gala. And I showed it loads of people at BAFTA that year. Never got invited back.
I can't really remember this.
It was a very, very funny. You tweeted saying, oh, it looks, because it was a pigeon wrapped in plastic, a seagull, obviously, because of...
It's vaguely coming back to me. I'm going to have to check.
And I showed it, I was at this table at BAFTA when I hosted the red carpets.
Yeah.
Showed it at the table, I'd had a drink and no one laughed. It went down like a lead balloon.
Oh.
I thought it was hilarious. And
well.
Never been invited back.
Screw them. Would you like a drink?
You can't say that to BAFTA.
No. Well, no, because we might be nominated for one now that we're in the cinemas. I think we're eligible.
Oh, will we?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the criteria.
Jesus, you've had a long week.
Yeah. That's one for you. That's a gin and a bonnet. To all of the sexted virgins that are coming... Sorry. To all of the sexted virgins who are cramming in as many episodes of the podcast as they can before seeing us in person or in the cinema... Well, if that is you, or maybe you're bringing someone who perhaps hasn't heard an episode or watched us on YouTube before, then we've got something special for you on Thursday.
A little special episode for all the sexted virgins to bring you up to speed on everything you need to know.
So we're going to toast those sexted virgins. The sexted virgins, the plus ones, this is for you. Up yours. Okay, well, today's episode, it has a bit of a pre-tour feel as we're building up, edging ourselves closer to the tour.
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say edging.
Why?
Just using the
we
word.
We step closer.
There you go.
Okay,
fantastic.
As we step closer, edge ourselves towards the tour. And we're going to start with a little bit of housekeeping.
Yeah, if you come and see us on stage or the big screen, then keep an eye on our Sexted socials. We'll be posting things like show times and general updates on there. So that's the place to keep up to date with all things tour. And then the cinema. All things cinema.
I mean, look, G and Divas, thank you. We are completely overwhelmed by how many G&D divas are coming to see us on the big screen.
We've got thousands of people coming along in cinemas and have sold out loads of screens. So if you want to join in the fun, make sure you get your tickets quick. Get them this week.
Quickly. Adverb.
Okay, shut up. We're trying to add more screens in places where we've sold out, but that won't be possible everywhere, so don't leave it until the day to get your tickets. Try and get them this week if you haven't already.
Rather dauntingly, as if doing the London Palladium and all those other fabulous venues isn't daunting enough, we've been sent some cinema stats.
Oh, okay.
And what I find fascinating is in some places like Plymouth, Norwich, Exeter, Cumbran, and somewhere called Burnley.
Isn't that what you shout at sheep?
Cumbran?
Cumbran. Come on, you know, farmers were sheepdogs.
When were you last shouting at sheep?
Oh, yeah. William, I've lived a thousand lives. Well, isn't that what you shout at sheepdogs? Is it? Come on, come on, come on.
Okay, well, it's also, I think, a place in, I'm guessing, Wales. We have sold out the screens and the cinemas are now having to show it twice.
Wow.
Consecutively, not, you know, we're not a double billing. But in other random places, Jordan, we've sold very few tickets.
Oh, okay.
So just to bring us back down to earth, here's where we're not selling.
Right. This is good. I like this.
Accrington.
Who are they? Oh, we're not selling in Aki.
Quinton in Birmingham.
Whoa. Take it back. What have I ever done to Accrington? Accrington's like, how I feel it, is like Switzerland.
So don't mention the Swiss.
No. You know, in the war,
yes.
Switzerland were neutral.
Right.
Were they? Yeah. So Accrington's like between Burnley and Blackburn. So they keep it neutral. So you get a mixture of fans there.
Well, they're keeping it very neutral by not booking any tickets. Quinton in Birmingham.
Yep.
Wood Green.
Oh, that hurts because that was my local cinema for years, Wood Green. Is it Wood Green? The View at Wood Green? Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
Okay.
So it's a shopping centre.
No one's going there on the 14th of May. Barrow.
Barrow. Inverness or just Barrow?
I don't know. Who cares? Irrelevant.
Don't be horrible.
What?
We're trying to sell them.
And Birkenhead.
Birkenhead.
Which is where Patricia Routledge is from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the late, great Paul O'Grady.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah.
So if you're one of the very few people who've got tickets for those cinemas, you'll have a very exclusive showing. I don't know if we've done anything to offend you, but there we go. Sorry if we have.
Where's Quinton?
It was in Birmingham.
Sounds fancy.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
I'm annoyed at Aki. I've not done all to Accrington. I've got friends in Accrington.
Have you?
My Auntie Lindsay used to live in Accrington.
Did she? Mm. Is that where you used to go for your two dinners?
No, that was my Auntie Kath.
Oh, Auntie Kath.
Yeah,
sorry.
But my Auntie Linda, when we lived in Germany, I lived across the road anyway, she moved to Accrington. She had a conservatory and we weren't allowed in it.
Yes,
and still
you've said.
To this day, I wish I could have gone in it because I never knew what it was quite like.
Never know what a conservatory is like. Do you've got a conservatory now in all those rooms?
No, it's an orangery.
It's an orangery. What's the difference?
Not much, really. Just what you say. It's a conservatory.
No, no.
Conservatory up north, orangery down south.
No, an orangery has a solid roof. A conservatory has a glass roof.
Is that it?
Yeah. But they are more or less the same.
Yeah. They're very hard to upkeep, conservatory. They can get grotty after a couple of winters.
All right, keep it relevant. Okay. Marvellous.
I've also spotted your video about using phones in the cinemas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starring Viral Freddy in the back.
He's in the background.
Yes, lots of comments from people going, is that Viral Freddy?
Is it?
Self-Shoot Alex is in the next one that we'll be putting out at some point.
Am I in any of them?
No.
Why am I not in any of your TikTok? Oh, I'm still not following you on TikTok yet, am I?
No, are you going to get over yourself and do that?
Oh, I forgot about that. I follow Ben. Mustache Ben.
Yeah, Peter Mandelson lookalike. Producer Ben.
I mean, that's a niche reference.
Yes. I mean, excuse me, you've just done conservatory chat.
Peter Mandelson, though.
He had used to have a moustache.
Did he?
In the early 90s.
Everyone had a moustache in LA. I'll show you my dad. So,
was this the photograph that you, I think you might have flashed, saying that various people that you know quite fancy him?
Well, this was my dad when, because it was our Ryan's birthday last week.
Mm. So, happy birthday, Ryan.
My mum sent a picture in the group of my dad holding my brother as a baby.
Right.
And my dad's only, he just turned 19 in this picture, teenage pregnancy. But he's got a moustache there.
Oh my God, he's hardly clothed. Wow, yes, he does.
It's a very thick moustache.
Yes, call me daddy.
Well,
he is, he's Ryan's father.
Yeah.
So was he? What did you call him?
I remember
him?
That seti.
What did you call him growing up?
Dad.
Dad, okay. Even.
Or Greybo.
Greybo.
That's what we call him now.
Okay.
It's his nickname, Greybo. Anyway, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, I'm just I'm just so excited for the tour.
Yeah, I'm nervous. This is the difference between... I'm excited, don't get me wrong. I can't wait to see everyone. And thanks to everybody that's got tickets. We probably haven't said that enough. We really do appreciate it. But I'm getting nervous now.
Yeah. Now that we've sort of finished writing it, there are various things that we won't spoil now, but are going round my head.
Yeah, same.
So constantly.
We went away for writer's weekend.
Yeah, say that three times.
Writer's weekend in the Cotswolds.
Yes.
And it was good, but
you were very focused, can I just say? No, don't laugh. I was slightly concerned because you work long hours now. You early start. We were writing on a day when you had got up early. But you were great.
Thank you.
And that's the pro that you are.
It's the Ritalin I'm on. What's it called?
That's the ADHD medication.
Yeah, I'm actually not on that.
No. You should be.
I've literally just been told off at the last place for being distracted.
Oh, really?
I took my phone out of the hand and then I found a digital radio and started playing with that. Jimmy, my producer, Ozzy, you know what they're like? No, like, right, you're doing fucking heading now. Just took the thing off.
Do you think the honeymoon period's over with you in Capital? Like, maybe for the first couple of weeks you were sort of, you know, you're the new toy. And now it's like, well, they're going to just tell you off.
Yeah, tell me off for being distracted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome to our world.
I am feeling it slightly this week.
Oh?
The tiredness.
Are you?
But at the time of recording, we had a bad storm last night, so that wakened me up. So, yeah.
You were tossing and turning all evening.
I certainly was. It was really like, you can't make its mind up this weather, can it?
No.
No. So it's such a nanana, my little cardigan right now, saying, yes. Can't make its mind up. So, the storm kept me up last night.
You're wearing all the blues, aren't you?
Wearing today? All the blues.
There's no shade of blue Jordan isn't wearing today, which is nice.
Feeling a shade of blue. Isn't that a step song?
It's close to a step song. Oh. Deeper shade of blue.
A deeper shade of blue. Shade of blue. And there's nothing I can do.
You're so far, far, far away.
Oh, it's great.
So. Sorry to the music lovers.
We went away. It was a lovely weekend. We actually did write a lot.
We did.
Can I just say I was also under the weather?
You were under the weather.
Oh, yeah. Those pills Mikey gave me were really good.
Actifed.
Yeah.
Yes, just to clear that up.
Two days straight. Yeah.
Sorry?
Oh, the other pill. Right, them pills. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
They were really good.
They seemed to work on you.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Can we talk about the thing you put in your mouth that you spat out again?
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So second evening, Jordan was quite relaxed. We went out for a lovely dinner.
We went to like this really nice Japanese restaurant.
Yes.
And I knew, because there was loads of us there, I'd actually eaten before because he didn't want me there hungry. Because it was all picky bits and stuff and sushi never fills you
up. It's called Japanese food.
Yeah. So I picky bits. Picky fishy bits. Fishy bits. So I ate before, so I was in a good mood because you know what I'm like because it takes ages when there's loads of you. But I had, what is this, the nettle I had?
Well, all I remember is I was deep in conversation with Stuart and Chris and you were sort of, I think, opposite me. You weren't at Mikey's opposite me. You were over there next to Mikey. And all of a sudden, you start choking.
Mm.
And I look over, and it's all coming out your mouth.
So there was on my nose. So there was like just a bit of salmon left, you know, not on the rice. What's it called? Just the cut salmon.
Just on its own?
Yeah.
Sashimi.
Mm-hmm. So I had that, and I thought, oh, I'll wrap it in one of them leaves with a bit of wasabi. Now, I'm not a big fan of wasabi at the best of times.
Then why the heck did you do that?
So I thought I'd be adventurous. So I had the wasabi. I had the salmon.
And a nettle.
And I didn't know it was a nettle. I thought you could eat it. It was like a leaf. You know,
I think
like,
it was purely for decoration.
It was a full-on nettle, honestly. Yep. I had to get the waitress to get me a dock leaf afterwards. Do you remember that? Yeah, when you're younger, for my tongue. So I put it in, and I was chewing it, and I was like, oh, and then the wasabi hit, then the nettle. Yeah. So I'd like stung my tongue, then the wasabi was coming out my nose. Everyone's looking, I'm coughing, splurting all over Ben and Kat. Yeah.
It was lovely. And then the dock leaf came.
And then dock leaf came.
You rubbed the dock all over your face.
Mm. But it was a very eventful weekend. Proves as well.
Yeah.
Didn't I, Ben? I kind of don't care if anyone Jordan souse me for this. But apart from Guinness, and Ben's into it now, and I'm getting more and more people on board. I'm getting people on board at Capital as well. The half pint, the demi.
Oh.
I'm really into the Demi's at the moment.
Yeah, but also, can I just
say... Especially in restaurants, right?
You had many. Just ordered pints.
No, that's the point. I don't drink... This is the thing. It's not me trying to... Oh, let me get my pen. I'm ADHD in today. It's not... How long's that potato peeler been there?
That's been behind me for weeks, darling.
Are you joking?
Jordan's just noticing the shelves behind me.
Right. So, what were we on about? Oh. The half pints, right. So I got into them because my dad and all his mates drink them out in Spain now. So it's better, especially in the summer. But when you're at a meal, get a Demi. Right, half pint. And if you're listening now and you're the biggest, hardest, boldest, meanest looking bloke, we probably don't have many of them that listen to Help. But anyway, go for the half pint. And then Ben was taking the piss out of me and Kat. Kat was like, you shall not pass, I'll have a pint.
You've morphed her into Gandalf.
So we had half pints at the table and everyone's into it. And I went for a meal last night with Mairead and Katie.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just have a little half pint.
Yeah, Jordan had sent me an SOS text going, I'm going out on a Wednesday night. What is happening?
No, I hate going out during the week.
But I'm sure you had a lovely time.
I did, actually. Yes. Had a really good time. So, I'm really into the half pints at the moment. It's because a full pint goes flat and you end up down in the dregs.
On my other podcast, Jonathan, we talk about half pints and he says that men don't order half pints.
Well, no, they're not meant to. But for a meal, or when you're on holiday in Spain or Italy, it looks quite classy. It won't work for a Guinness.
Right.
Guinness has got to be a full pint.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'm glad you've recovered from your wasabi moment.
Speaking of which, I'm starting to get nervous about the Guinness joke. I'm torn.
Well, Jordan, it's in the script, okay?
Yeah, just because it's...
It's in the running order.
I don't know if we should do it or not.
We are not doing it. You are doing it.
Ben said...
I'm standing on the opposite side of the stage when you do it. Ben's, in fact, I might even leave.
Ben said, when you do the Guinness joke, maybe you try it out on Kat first. I never got round to trying it out.
Well, you're doing it.
Okay.
Also, because it was such inclement weather whilst we were away, it was the perfect debut for my cloak.
William had his cloak/cape on.
It was very country. And Mikey was a little bit, because originally when I got the cape imported from Austria via the Netherlands, Mikey was a little bit, don't wear that in front of me. But I said to him, I turned into Jordan, I said, hear me out. I'm going to take this to the writing weekend. I think it'll work. Heads turned.
Can I just say, you and I got our outfits spot on that weekend, both of us, but you did turn heads.
I did turn heads.
I don't know if it was for a good way, but...
I think you'll find people are probably trying to find where they can get their own cape.
It was very Sherlock.
It was. And Ben said, we'd sit there at night, sort of outside under the fire pits, and it was quite cold. So, I already had my own blanket.
Was that the night Mikey stormed off?
Mikey stormed off. No. Well, yeah.
We all fell out. Don't worry. Literally.
Well, because you couldn't decide whether we were sitting inside or outside.
Yeah, but then Kat and...
Ben.
Him.
Ben.
Ben and the dog. We couldn't go anywhere because of the pissing dogs that we love dearly, Roger and... Sorry, Stuart. So we had to
and Diego.
And Diego.
Stuart's not a dog.
So they sat... They were... Anyway, it was... Yeah.
Anyway. And, so I would sit there and Ben and Kat decided that when I'm sitting there with my hands in my cape and it's just sort of, I was static, Ben said it was me with +5 bitch because anything I said just sound doubly bitchy.
In the cape
as I sat there commenting upon the people that walked past us. Those very odd Americans that were going to that party.
Oh, that
dressed
one.
Dressed like all sorts.
Oh, that 1-inch sauna were doing me head in.
Yes.
I left.
Mixed gender, we should say.
What?
The sauna.
Oh, I thought you meant the American.
No. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't, yeah. She's like, hey, wait a minute. Full sauna.
Mm.
I'm just trying to chill. Wait a minute.
Well, you don't know, sorry. You don't chill in a sauna.
Well, yeah.
You do anything but.
Mm. She's like, hey, wait a minute. It's called Help I Sexted My Boss. What? And I was just like, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Please. And then there were Jean Divas in there.
Oh, were there?
Well, she listened, but her partner is a big Jean Diva.
Oh, hello to them.
Yeah. So it was, I'm trying to think what else. I brought my flat cap and got the piss taken out of
you
me.
You didn't, I didn't see you wear
yeah,
that.
I weren't allowed to wear it, were I?
No.
I got told it was too try-hard.
Yeah.
But you're pissing about in a clay cloak.
Cape.
Cloak.
A cape. Yeah. We'll call it a cape. I love that.
So it's good.
Very important admin health business.
Mm.
obviously the tour is terribly exciting. We're all very excited.
I do
for that.
Love your dogs, by the way. I was joking.
But
also, I think we might have another sexed marriage on the way. Diego and Roger. I'm not gay. Don't you start with that, you. Right, because I will bang you out. All right. Sorry, Roger.
Where's it gone?
Roger's, what breed's Roger?
Cockapoo.
He's a cockapoo from Manchester.
Yeah, I am. Don't you forget it, all right? Because I will knock you out.
Very excitingly, also, you are going to have your very first colonic irrigation when we go up to Manchester on the 17th.
So this is...
This is the second Manchester.
Oh, good.
So, the day after.
The second Manchester day.
Yes.
Okay.
So the day we go to Birmingham. So good luck to that crowd when Jordan shits himself live on stage.
I'm more worried, like, if I get up from my seat and I make squeaking noises or whistling noises or something.
Well,
if I walk past someone.
Helen from the Complete Health Clinic has sent me a consultation form that I need to actually genuinely need to go through with you.
Can we not do this on a podcast, please? Like private medical information?
We will bleep out certain bits, okay?
Oh, for God's sake.
How do you identify?
Male.
Male. Date of birth, 14th.
Can we not do this?
Well, you've got your date of birth.
Yeah, I know, but people could use this and fraud me.
Okay, address I'm going to do
later. I'm not 89.
No,
I'm
90. 1989 is when you were born.
That was 1990.
Oh, were you 90? Sorry. Hilariously, hours worked per week. So that's just, like 10?
Just put, there's a not enough in a day.
Okay. Not enough.
Okay. No, don't do 20 a week.
How many hours on the radio do you do?
No, right. So I've just left the radio at 11:30 this morning. I've got here at 12 p.m. We'll be finished for what, 3, 4?
Well, so, if you keep mentioning...
I'm averaging about 10, 11 hours a day at the moment.
Okay.
Monday to Friday.
I'm going to put 20/40.
Just put there's not enough hours in the day, she'll understand.
Not enough hours in day.
Okay.
Okay, are you being treated for any medical condition? ADHD.
No, I'm...
Any medication you're on?
I'm on night nurse at the moment.
Night nurse, okay.
Just got a bit of a cold.
Night nurse. Do you have any prostate problems?
No, not that I know of.
Not anymore. You're not female. Do you have any children?
No.
Okay. Do you have the contraceptive pill or implant?
No.
No. Do you have a regular menstrual cycle?
No.
No. Have you... No, none of that. Okay. Have you had any Botox?
No. I have not had Botox.
Okay. Do you drink water daily?
Yes.
How many glasses a day?
Oh, I drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Probably
lots.
6 to 8.
6 to 8 glasses? I think that's not enough. Do you have any food allergies or intolerances?
Penicillin.
Oh, really? Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay, that is very good to know.
But I've had it since and I was fine. But I just...
Well, then you're not allergic.
Well, I had it when I was a baby and I went red. Nearly died.
Okay.
My mum and dad were pissed that night as well.
Do you smoke?
He took me to hospital and my dad says it cost him 30 quid in a taxi. Do I smoke? Yes.
And how many fags do you have a day?
Do we have to do this?
Yes.
Just put... 6.
And how about cigarettes? How do you drink alcohol?
Yes.
How many units a week?
I never know. Just put loves pints and Demis.
Love Demis.
Love Demis. Don't. How many units?
Do you drink tea or coffee?
Yep.
How many a day?
3 coffees a day, 3 teas.
3 coffee.
God, that's a lot, isn't it?
Okay. Have you had a colonic before?
No.
No. And
I'm glad we're doing this because I would never have done this before. No. I never have got round to doing it.
How often, I hope this isn't too personal, how often do you open your bowels in a week?
Are we really doing this on the podcast?
It's very important for your intestine health.
It depends if I've had a, like...
Don't say a curry. Once a day?
Twice.
Twice?
Sometimes 3. It depends.
Jesus
if I'm...
Jesus Christ.
Put 3. Put 4 if I'm on TikTok.
Oh, no. My friend Dr. Ollie said that a lot of people get TikTok bum now with piles because they'll be sitting on the loo for too long scrolling on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
So you want to be careful. Right, okay. Do you suffer any constipation?
No.
Do you take any laxatives?
Nope.
Do you suffer diarrhea? Normally?
No.
Do you suffer bloating?
Turkey 2004. I'm living with mum and dad. Honestly. With the slightest of pushes, it hit my pillow.
Do you suffer bloating?
It's a Mickey Flanagan joke. No.
Okay, final question.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the easiest one. It's in no way weird for me to be asking you this. Could you describe what type of bowel movements you have? Here are the options. Separate hard lumps like nuts.
Are you joking?
Like a sausage, but with cracks on the surface.
I don't want
soft that. Blobs with clear-cut edges. Watery, no solid pieces,
it's
entirely
like a
liquid.
Britain sketch this.
Sausage shape, but lumpy.
I don't want to talk about this.
Like a sausage or a snake, smooth and soft. Fluffy pieces with ragged edges, a mushy stool. And I'll let you tick that one.
I don't want to do that, Anne.
You tick the right one. And I won't read it out.
All of the above.
All of the above? You're a medical miracle.
What? How? Who looks? Who looks at the
Helen.
Poo? No, who looks at the poo, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't.
I don't know. What
oh, and finally, reason for the treatment, is it to kickstart healthy living?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What's the options?
Skin. You can tick as many as apply.
Okay.
Skin problems? No, you've got good skin.
Every makeup artist tells me I've got great skin.
Mood swings.
Tick that. Yeah.
I've ticked it twice. Detox?
Oh, could you tell I was in a bit of a different mood today when I come in? I went in the corner and ate my little Greg sandwich on my own. And everyone was like, Stu's like, just give him 5 minutes.
And increase energy.
Wait, lovely. Wait, what's the other ones? What are the other options?
Increase energy?
Yep, that one.
Parasites?
Good film, but no, I'm all right.
IBS or bloated?
I've got you. Irritable bastard syndrome.
Diarrhea, weight loss, food cravings.
Oh, put weight loss.
Okay, I've already ticked it.
Oh,
No, not like that, because I know you.
Right, anyone, do you want to know me other ins and outs, medical records?
No, not yet, not this week. We'll save something for next week.
Okay.
Lovely. Well, thanks for sharing that. Helen can't wait to...
I'm going to feel brand new after this colonic, aren't I?
Colonic. You're going to feel great.
Okay.
Now, you teased us last week with a phenomenal... Jordan's Jolly Joker.
I don't know if we can do it.
Well, can I make a suggestion?
Yep.
Read it out,
mm-hmm.
and then we will decide whether it's appropriate.
Okay.
Here's the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Cha-cha-cha.
Off you go.
Okay. Why are gay men always rude?
We'll tell you the punchline after the break.
I don't know if we can do this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back, Gene Divas, and it's now time for the punchline for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. I don't know if we can do this.
Go on.
Why are gay men always rude?
I don't know.
Because they're fucking arseholes.
Well, they might be aside, which is where you don't.
I just... Should I do another?
I think it's all right.
I bought some shoes from my drug dealer on Friday. I don't know what they were laced with, but I've been tripping all weekend. That's from George.
I mean, if we're doing that one, we're definitely doing the first one.
Right. Well, the first one was from Wendy Go, and the second
don't
one was
pass
from,
the buck now.
The second one was from George de Palmarillo. Mm.
Right.
I don't get the nun one.
Two Where's nun- the soap? You asked me this. You had to explain. I had to explain this to you. Whilst-
Two nuns in a bath. The first nun asks the other, "Where's the soap?" The other replies, "It does, doesn't it?"
Yeah. Where's, as in erodes.
My
soap.
Dad's my favourite joke that my dad says. Two nuns crossing road, and out of nowhere, this car comes and nearly knocks him over. He says, "Be Jesus, Sister Mary, show that man your cross." He says, "Man, where are you going, you fucking dick?" Two monkeys in a bath.
Oh God, he's on a roll.
Two monkeys in a bath. One yes. gets in and goes, ooh,
it's hops, yes.
Just put some cold water in then. Do you want one more whilst we're on a roll?
Do I have a choice?
This is from Lee. When I was a lad, I had an accident that meant I had to lose four of my toes. At night time, my mum would tuck me in and sing me a lullaby. She'd sing, "This little piggy went to market. Night." Shall we go on to listeners' problems, questions and dilemmas?
Well, before we get started on those, can we just take a moment to point out these lovely plants that are behind us, that have been behind us for a few weeks?
Yes.
So I'd like to thank Tony at Not Another Jungle, a.k.a. The Plant Gay, for making our studio look
the
fabulous.
Plant Gay?
Yes. That's what I've called him. That's okay. Not his brand name.
Right. Are they real plants?
They are real plants. Okay. Don't they look much nicer than those fake, awful
yes,
things?
Yes, they do. That's, yeah.
That's a spider. That's a snake plant
snake
behind
plant.
You.
I had one of them at home and apparently they're unkillable. Well, not in my house, they're not.
Anyway, it's time for your questions and dilemmas now.
So go on then.
I think there are a few cinema and theatre dilemmas in this as well.
Oh.
As if there's a theme. Dear William and Jordan, my last trip to the cinema was a disaster.
Disaster?
Someone was sucking their teeth like something was stuck. Two people behind me were basically commenting the whole film, and a couple of rows behind me were whispering so loudly it sounded like there was a snake loose in the screen. I shushed the couple behind me, and their response was to shush back at me and continue chatting about the film. I saw your video about people using phones, but what about noise at the cinema? Please let me know, because I love to go to the movies, they mean films, but people get on my nerves. Eva.
Eva, I agree. There's people have really bad cinema etiquette. We've talked about it before, bad theatre and cinema etiquette. When you go into the cinema, off your phones,
switch
no
off.
Chatting, no rustling about with stuff. Yeah. It's escapism. That's why you pay a lot of money to go to the cinema.
Yes.
So just, you're right. But it depends where you are, because some cinemas are like in town centres and they can be a bit rough. So if you tell people to shush, you could probably get a black eye.
Yes. I would say that, yeah, you should switch off everything. Switch off your mouth, switch off your phone, focus on the screen in front
just
of you.
No
if you don't
noise.
Like the film, leave.
Just no noise.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. Let's all be quiet in the cinema.
And actually, tomorrow.
And on trains.
Tomorrow or not.
Some of us get up at 4 a.m. They don't want to hear your chit-chat.
Some of us get up at 6 a.m. and don't want to hear your chit-chat. Honestly, you are my alarm. I've told you.
I told you. Yeah,
your
we talked
jingle.
About it today. I mentioned you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't listen this morning because we got up at 7. Oh, had a lion.
You could have had was on at 7.
No, well, we did, but I then got out of bed quite quickly because it was 7.
Also, have you seen what they've done on Radio 2?
What?
What's her name? Jay McDonald. Have you seen what show it is? Look at this. Let me show you.
Jay McDonald.
Look at this. You're gonna love this shithouse. Not Jane, you. Because I know what you're
Why
like.
Am I a shithouse?
Because that's what mates are. They're shithouses to each other, aren't they?
Right.
Do you want to read out the description of Jane's show?
Tight. Jane McDonald's picky tea. I'm cross for you.
I know. I'm fuming.
You're invited to Jane McDonald's picky tea for a sing-along, giggles and surprise guests. Can I ask, was that meant to be you until, you know...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Jane McDonald woke up one day and chose violence. That's what Jane McDonald's done.
She's the second best thing to come out of Wakefield other than my husband.
Well, exactly. And I love Jane. I genuinely love her. I used to watch her on the cruise in the 90s, the first programme she was on. But it's all right. Next week, we're scrapping the Bond game and we're doing Cruising with Jordan North.
Yes. Just how we met.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Jane McDonald's picky tea. Tell ya.
Do you know what?
I
was going to go and see her as Maid Marian in Robin Hood at the Palladium this Christmas. Not anymore.
Thank you. Oh, I feel bad for calling you a shithouse now.
I'm sticking up for you.
Thank you.
How dare she? Boycotting Radio 2.
No, right? we have no beef with Jamie Donald. She's an absolute angel. She's a sweetheart. She is.
Nice.
That's a producer, that.
Oh, here we go. Oh, don't get him started.
I'm not being a conspiracy theorist, but that's a producer getting a dig in. And it's fine.
Anyway, tomorrow on our social media, my social media, 2.6 million, and also on Sexted My Boss, we will be doing a noisy food in the cinema video.
Oh, okay.
So, Eva,
great.
You could share that with people.
Next one.
This is a non-cinema related dilemma from Chrissy now. Hi, gents. Apparently we're lavatories. I've lived in the same house for 3 years now, next to my neighbour called Derek. A couple of months ago, I overheard someone doing some work on his house call him Dennis and thought he must have misheard his name. I thought nothing more of it until today when I heard his wife call him Dennis. I speak to him regularly and often say Derek to get his attention, and he has never once corrected me. So my dilemma is, do I carry on calling him Derek or do I start calling him Dennis? Is there a way I can politely ask him what his name is without embarrassing myself? Well, I would say, Chrissy, if his wife is calling him Dennis, he's probably called Dennis.
Chrissy, you've just got to knock it on the head, and this is really going to mess with his head, because he'll have like a bit of an in-joke with his wife and his colleagues. He'll be like, oh, my neighbour thinks I'm called Derek. Just one day, just go, morning, Dennis. And he'll be like, whoa.
Yeah.
And just never speak of it again, because I do this all the time.
Maybe you're living next door to the ghost of Margaret Thatcher.
Why?
Dennis. That's what she used to say. It's one for the Conservative voters that listen. if there are any left.
Okay.
Yes.
Great joke.
Thank you. It wasn't really a joke. It was a factual thing.
Just next time you wake up, just don't even apologise. Say, I'm mortified I've called you. Just say, Dennis.
Do you know, it's always disconcerting when you do a joke and then you hear the executive producer type into his compliance notes and you think, what's he writing?
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's staying in.
That's when you know you've said something potentially problematic.
Hey, I'll send a shit email if that's not in. Nobody wants one of my shitty emails.
No, that you'll send 4 weeks later. Anyway, James has been in touch. Dear William, Jordan and EPB.
How's whippity-woo, James? You've not mentioned him in a while.
Yes, he's fine. My brother.
Yeah, he's still on piss every night.
No, not really. We had such an argument. I'll tell you about that another time, but he and I did fall out.
That's why I've not heard from him in a while.
No, we're fine. It was all over and done within a couple of days.
What did you fall out over?
You know me, how relaxed I am when people forget social engagements. Anyway, we can laugh about it now. A different James has been in touch. Dear William, Jordan and EPB, I saw Operation Mincemeat in the theatre not long ago.
Oh, I was talking about this yesterday.
Yes, it won many Olivia Awards.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. Whilst this show... Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whilst the show was great, the seats in the theatre were not very comfortable. I would agree. We ended up in an elbow tussle with the people on either side to share the armrests. I think it's each side. It felt like a mini tug of war. So my question is, what is the etiquette behind sharing armrests with strangers around you? How should one then resolve the issue with a stranger if they're taking up all the armrest space?
We've done this before on aeroplanes. So
yes, same thing applies. Can you remember what I always say?
Yeah, sure. Remind us again.
So as a reminder, I say it's an elbow rest, not an armrest, and you can both get your elbows on. One at the top, one at the bottom.
Why do you need an elbow rest?
Well, actually, I don't sit... I'm going to the theatre tonight with James and Mikey, but you normally... I would sit with...
James R. James?
No, James, my brother.
Oh, okay.
Shithouse James, as he's now going to be referred to.
What are you watching?
We're going to see The Picture of Dorian Gray with Sarah Snook.
Oh, it was meant to be good, that.
Yes. Yes, well, I'll let you know. But yes, I would sit with your arms just in your lap.
Okay.
And that solves the problem.
Right, that's good. The thing is, that theatre that it's in is an old one. It'll probably move soon.
So many of our theatres, you have to remember, including the London Palladium, they were all built in the Victorian times. They were a lot smaller.
They weren't built for, because obviously we all eat processed food now, which everyone's talking about the weekend. I don't freaking eat a slice of bread without Ben and bloody Mikey judging me. But so we're all a bit bigger these days, aren't we?
Yes. Mm. So
me and you in Victorian times would be a beast.
We were what if we were the shape we are now?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Would we actually? I was joking.
No.
Like, look at these fat bastards.
Yeah. I mean, they say that now.
Yeah, probably do, actually.
This one is from George. Dear William and Jordan, I'm writing to you having just got back from the gym where I had planned on doing leg day. Oof. Never forget leg day. That's my motto.
It's a tough one, leg day.
In the middle of my squat set, I heard a faint tearing sound coming from between my legs and felt a bit of a cool breeze. I looked in the mirror while squatting down and noticed something hanging loose off my shorts. I decided to pop to the lavatory, well, I'm saying lavatory, to check what it was. Turns out that during the squat, I had made quite a considerable tear in both my gym shorts and boxers, and the dangling object was, in fact, my testicles.
I was trying to do the maths there.
Well, because some gym shorts are lined, so you don't need to wear underwear.
Yeah, but how tight were these boxers and shorts?
Clearly very tight. Been eating all the bread. What makes it worse is that the squat racks are in front of the wall of mirrors and a line of treadmills. As I walked out of the changing room, I could see a few awkward faces looking my way and others who were very much avoiding my gaze. What is the etiquette when your whole gym has seen your testicles? Should you continue as if nothing happened? Should I have apologised? Or should I never have entered the gym again? Best regards, George. P.S. I will let you know if my gym membership gets taken away.
George, it's easy. You just, in the gym, you have a big old game of international cockleball. International cockleball.
Is this a game you do in the 9 o'clock hour?
International cockleball. Is it a cock or is it ball? Did you ever play that?
Funnily enough, no.
Do you know what cockleball is?
Not officially, anyway.
You know what cockleball... Everyone's looking at me. So you pull a bit of skin out.
No, like, everyone knows what this is. You've talked about...
Yeah, and then you could have just said... I mean, you might have got it done for being inappropriate. Just said, yeah, I've split my shorts. Cockleball. And you just pull a bit of skin out and you have to work out if it's cock or your ball.
You know that bit in Act 2 of our show where somebody has to fill...
Didn't we? I'm just getting.
It was, yes.
Didn't we on one of our tours? I pitched the idea of playing cock or ball with the audience. I think yes. We did, and it was like a zoomed in picture. And you had to guess if it was a cock or a ball.
And we decided no.
International cock or ball.
This last one is from Anonymous.
Is the cock or is the ball? International cock or ball.
Just let him finish.
It's really good to play when you get out of the bath. Bit more skin to play with, so it's harder to play.
Okay. This last one is from Anonymous. Hi, William, Jordan and the gang. I wanted to preface this dilemma by saying I'm happily married. However, there's this gorgeous man at my previous company for whom I have a thing for. What is the etiquette for asking him to do a clone of Willy for me? Wow.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God. I don't think you can ask...
Technically, it's not like going on porn, is it?
Yeah, but it's very personal.
Yeah.
Is it considered cheating if you play with a clodagh willy moulded from someone you know? Or can it be considered a regular dildo? I don't think you're going to get the clodagh willy from
this
someone.
This is a great question. So first of all, to approach the subject, you need to send him the episode of clodagh willy.
Yeah.
And then say, what do you think? And then you go, would you ever do it? And then if he went, yeah, you could say, oh, I'd love your clodagh willy. And then it goes
But
from
he
there.
Could have a very disappointing... Whatever.
I'd go from there. I'd send him this episode, then bring it up. And if, you know, it's going.
But
and
you
then,
can't say that to a former colleague.
Then speak to your husband and see what your husband thinks.
Imagine someone at your place of work, if you went up to them and went, can I have a mould of your penis? It would be weird.
Yeah, but you do it and you...
It would be weird.
Yeah, you're right. HR would have...
You cannot do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Sorry, Anonymous.
Sorry, Anonymous. But send him the episode anyway.
Yes. We'll get the listeners.
Just use your imagination.
The imagination is a powerful thing.
Mm. I was trying to think of the Willy Wonka song. Pure
imagination. Come with me and you'll see A world of pure imagination.
Have you watched Wonka yet?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Do you not like Timothée Chalamet? I know that. I knew as soon as he said
it's Timothée Chalamet.
Is it Timothée?
Apparently.
Is he called Timothée? Have a day off. Is he not called?
French Canadian.
Is it? Oh, is he Canadian, Timothée Chalamet?
French Canadian. What gave it away?
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Old
Timothée.
Timothée.
Timothée Chalamet.
I actually thought from South Park, that's how Canadians looked. Yeah. Do you remember on South Park? They had different heads.
Did they? Yeah. I never watched South Park.
Yeah.
I'm more Gosford Park, you're more South Park.
Yeah.
There we go. That's.
I'm super, so super. Thanks for asking. Do you remember Big Gay Al from South Park, the movie? Don't you think I look nice in this hat? I'm super, thanks for asking. Do you
remember? We'll move on.
What? It's you in the show. It's you in the show. You're Big Gay Will. I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Don't put another song in the show.
Don't you think I look nice in this hat? That's so many people listening to this right now, and it's unlocked a memory. Year 2000, did that come out?
Did it?
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you for your questions and dilemmas.
Remember, we've got a special episode coming on Thursday for all our newer G&D divas, and we'll also keep you up to date with special tour diaries.
Just say that slower.
We'll also keep you up to date on special tour diaries when we're on the road.
I don't mean that much slower.
And for those of you coming to see us on stage or the screen, we'll chat to you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.